anything goes.
Hey everybody, this is Mega Boss Dad here. I just wanted to share with you the last roughly about 40 minutes of the last episode. This is the part that I talk about suicide prevention, and I know the last episode was a little long. Normally we try not to be that long, and we're going to be cutting it down to be a little bit shorter for most of our episodes going forward. However, I found this piece to be very important, and I wanted to put it out there, just this part of our show, to share with everyone here. So I hope you listen to it, I hope you like it, and like everything else, please feel free to share with anyone. And this part of our show is more of a serious part, where normally we like to have more of a light show, where we actually, it's definitely a light show, that we keep everything real fun and light. And it's this part about the suicide, it's something that's very close to me, and I wanted to share it with you guys. And also, I'm just trying to do my little part where we can bring more awareness to suicide and try to stop this from happening to people. We really have to pull together, keep an eye on everyone, show that we love everyone, and really try to stop suicide. This has got to come to an end. It is destroying so many people's lives, and we just got to work together. If you know someone that's having a crisis or someone who's struggling, reach out to them, help them, try to get them the help they deserve. And, you know, obviously, you know, reach out to us, reach out to anyone that can help them, a professional. Anything you see, anything that helps a person is a great help for the greater good. So without further ado, here is our end of our last episode for you guys to hear. So obviously May, one of the big things about May is it is Suicide Awareness Month. Obviously no one here knows, but you know, Corey. So that obviously strikes a very strong part of me, because my youngest sister, I have five sisters. The youngest sister 2 years ago committed suicide. And ever since then, we do a lot of suicide awareness stuff. We push a lot of stuff. We try to. So May being, Suicide Awareness Month is... which I was trying to get someone on here, and it didn't work out. But so as of right now, the CDC reports, they go back, they're reporting from 2017. It's weird how they do it. They're always a couple years behind. So between the ages of 10 and 34, suicide is the second leading cause of death in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the number one thing above that from ages 10 to 44 is unintentional injury, which is like car accidents. You know what I mean? But yeah, so number two death, leading cause of death between the ages of 10 and 34 is suicide. Then when you get from ages 35 to 54, it's the fourth leading cause. And then once you get up to 55 to 64, it's number eight. So you can see where as people get older, they tend to, it becomes less of an option, so to say, less common of an option. So, and because of those you know, like the number eight there in that. Now, keep in mind, the reason why as well it's number eight is because you figure in these age ranges from 10 to 44, the number one cause is unintentional injury, which generally a lot of times is car accidents. But then when you get past that age, ages 45 to 54, the number one is malignant neoplasms. 55 to 64 is malignant neoplasms. And the number one rank of deaths in the U.S. is heart disease. And the reason that is because of that number jumping so high as you get older. So I don't like to say it this way, and I don't mean how it sounds. It's almost misleading by saying the number 10 cause overall cause of death in the U.S. is suicide. When realistically, when you have the most impressionable part of your life, it's the number two cause. And it's crazy. Every year it goes, the numbers go up and up and up. And I was reading one of the numbers here. Where the hell was it? So it was here somewhere. I lost the number. But yeah, so 2017, the number, so suicides, there was a total of 47,173 that year.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Was this it? I think I just found it. So what did I say? 47,000. I just had that number. 47,173 in 2017. They're starting to come out with, like, I guess the 2018 numbers now. So you went from 47,173 to 2018, 48,344. So it jumped up by over 1,200 in 1 year. So the age-adjusted suicide rate in 2018, it was 14.2% per 100,000 individuals. In 2018, men died by suicide 3.56 more times often than women. And on average, there are 132 suicides a day, every day. You know, it's just crazy how, you know, as I read up and learn stuff, and I'm part of different groups on Facebook, I've joined, obviously after my sister, I joined like these support groups on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's like, they're like survivor, I forget what it is. It's called like survivor support groups for people who have dealt with their family, friends, anyone who has chosen that option. And I found it like so many people are part of these groups, and it was a big help to me to be part of these groups, because like me, I'm a very proud person, even though sometimes I don't appear like it, but I don't speak about a lot of things like that are really emotional too much.
Right.
To people that are close to me. And I think a lot of people are like this, but it's like, for me, I find it easier to speak honestly, openly with someone I don't know. It's just easier because it's almost like you feel like you're not being judged.
Right.
Because the person isn't close to you. You know what I mean? And if they, and if they're judging you, you can hit that block button. And it's that simple, you know, whereas if, you know, like if I feel like you're judging me, Corey, you know, not obviously saying you don't, but it's like, if I feel like you are, I still got to see you in person. I got to, you know what I mean? It's almost like having that openness with a disconnected relationship, a disconnected communication. It's weird.
Right.
So, you know, and one of the things I've noticed through the last few years, couple years, is how music in general, like, obviously there's been a lot of, it's been put on the forefront, suicides. It's been really put out there, mental health in general. You had that Logic. You ever hear the singer Logic?
Oh, yeah.
He had that, I forget the name of his song. But the whole song was, it was like the suicide hotline.
Yep.
You know, he performed at one of the award shows where he had tons of these people that suicide attempts that survived it were part of his show. Did you see that?
I did.
And that was awesome. That was such an awesome, and that's not my type of music one bit. But the whole meaning of it was just absolutely awesome.
Yes.
You know, and then you have people that, and I think a lot of this has helped put it really on the forefront as well. Not in a good way, though, at all. But you have people, Robin Williams. You know, it's just such an unbelievable actor. So loved. You know, he does that. You know the next one.
I remember sitting at home at night, both me and my parents are all in the living room, and Entertainment Tonight, we just get done watching the news, and then Entertainment Tonight comes on, and they're just like, the first thing they say is, we start off tonight with some heartbreaking news. Actor, beloved actor, you know, Robin Williams, has passed away because of suicide. And both me and my both my parents, we just like, we were like, wow.
You're stunned.
We broke down, you know. Robin Williams was one of my favorite actors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's, you know, and it was so, did I lose you? It was so, like, heartbreak because he was in so many movies. And, you know, I remember, like, one of his movies that really struck me, like hit home, was Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Because, you know, I had not a very good upbringing at all. And it's like, you know, that part where it's him in Matt Damon in his office. You remember that scene where he's like, it's not your fault?
Yep.
And Matt Damon's like, I know, you know, that cocky, like, yeah, I know. And he keeps saying, it's not your fault. It's, you know, what happened to you? It's not your fault. And he just kept going on and on. And then you see like Matt Damon just start to like break down that barrier and he loses it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that has been to me one of the most powerful scenes in movies because it's like, he had this way of bringing you into this movie where you're not just watching a movie. It's like bringing real life into it. You know what I mean? And I absolutely love, I love Robin Williams, just such a great actor where he had that ability to pull you into the story.
Yep.
So it's not, you weren't just watching a movie, you were in the story, you know? And I remember just thinking like, I would have loved to have had someone like him. You know, it's like, I look at that, his character, I'm like, that's a real person. Like, you know what I mean? But he was just such talented person. And it was, that was one of the ones, it's like, people like, whoa, like, people like, what? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I look up some of his quotes, and one of them is just like, sometimes the most depressed people are the ones that are trying to put smiles on other people's faces.
Yep.
So that way those people don't feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want people to feel their same hurt, their pain, their, you know.
Yep.
And it's like they have that outlook like, if I can make someone else feel better, maybe they won't feel the same way and go through what I go through.
Right.
You know, and it's such a selfless way to be when you have someone like that. You know what I mean? Someone who's going through those struggles. And, you know, another one that just tore me apart was Chester Bennington. Absolutely tore. I broke down on him. You know, because through all my wonderful childhood years with the, you know, piece of shit parent I had, you know, it's a lot of his lyrics and it was like stories, and it pulls so many common thoughts of people, what people actually feel, and he's putting it out there.
Yep.
And he's putting people's feelings, people's thoughts out there into these hit songs, and putting his own feelings and thoughts out there. And it's like, when you actually read the lyrics and you listen to these lyrics, it's like, you know, they're all things that he wrote about what he felt, what he goes through, what, you know what I mean? And it's the same thing when, you know, we were buying tickets that night for the show, which was, it would have been a couple weeks later. But I talked to, you know, my wife saying, when I get home tonight, I'm buying tickets to the Linkin Park show in a few weeks. They have tickets available.
Yep.
And she's like, awesome, let's do it. And which I was working with you at the time, at the same place as you. What, 2 hours later, after I told her that, it breaks news. I get an alert on my phone. Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington commits suicide. And I'm like, I'm staring at my phone. I'm like, no, I'm not reading that right.
Right.
You know, because it, like, his music just like, it helped so many people get what they're feeling out in the open. And I think a lot of, like, with Robin Williams and Chester Bennington, people like that. I went to a Disturbed concert last year.
Uh-huh.
It was 3 days Grace and Disturbed. The entire concert was based around mental health. The basis of this whole show. All around mental health and just support of mental health. And at one point, David Draymond, the singer of Disturbed, he's like, you know, he tells everyone in the crowd, he says, hey, I want to do I forget what he used, but like, I want to do something here. And he has everyone in the crowd. He's like, raise your hand if you've ever been depressed, or if you know someone who's been depressed, or if you know someone who's been, you know, an addict, or, you know, anything like that. And he said, if you felt that, or you know someone next to you who has, raise your hand. And then he says, look around. And no lie, I think 99% of the people in the crowd had their hand up. And he tells him, he's like, you know, take a look around. He's like, as you look around, you see all these hands up. He says, all of you in this place right now, he's like, you are not alone. And he did like this 5-minute speech about mental health. And he goes on about how, you know, if someone you know needs help, about, don't accept like, oh, I'm okay. He's like, you know, you grab them, and you drag them kicking and screaming to get the help they need. You know, he's like, because you don't want to be standing there at their funeral telling yourself that I wish I could have done more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the worst feeling in the world. When you have something like that happen and you feel like you're questioning yourself, like, what could I have done differently? What could I have, you know what I mean? I wish I could have done more. And I went through that for probably the first year after my sister was where I really questioned, you know, like, I wish I could have done more. I wish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is like, you know, and they, this month is all about suicide awareness. But the big thing is that this whole thing is people need to reach out, you know, join the support groups, join, you know, talk to someone, talk to reach to anyone, you know, there is tons of groups on Facebook alone where you don't know people and you can get the ones to help you. You know, one of the groups I was part of, you know, it was, there were some people on that group that were very active in talking. And I remember one time, like this one woman, she lost her son. And it was like it was only a few months before. And she was constantly posting, talking to people, interacting. It was her way of trying to cope. And when she went like quiet after a certain amount of time, like it was like a month or so, where she was very active and she just disappeared. And people in the group were like, and there's like thousands of people in this group. They were like, where, you know, what happened? Like, is she, has anyone heard from her? And they're all checking to see. And yep. I never did catch the end result. I believe she was, if I remember right, and this was a while back, and I think everything was fine. But they like somehow got a hold of like her family or friend, and they had people check on her because she was going through all those same things where she was like, what could I have done? What could I have, you know what I mean? And these are people that she never met that are trying to help her, trying to, and that's what's great about these different groups is there's a lot of people there, very non-judgmental, who every walks are there to help. And that's the biggest thing is that people need to realize, you know, they, if you're struggling with things, you have to reach out and try to get that help. Because, you know, what was it? 48,300 and something people last year or 2 years ago.
That's a lot of friggin' people.
That's 48,300 and something people too many.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That
I tell people all the time, you know, if I tell that they're down or whatever, you know, I tell them, if you need to, message me.
Yep.
You know, anytime. Freaking shoot me a message. No one ever does, but right. The offer is always out
there. But it's always there. Yeah. I'm the same way, you know, and that goes to anyone, you know, obviously anyone that listens, you know, message us, you know, it's always better to reach out and try to get the help you need before you choose any other alternatives, because when you choose to go that route, yes, it takes care of your pain, but it passes all that on to other people so much worse. You know, it just, mm-hmm. it makes it so hard for all the people around you.
Yep.
And it leaves so many questions unanswered. And it's, you know, and I've had many people through the years around me that have died. You know, I've had friends that have died. I've had, you know what I mean, through accidents or, you know. And no matter how much it hurts, because every time it obviously does, nothing leaves you wondering or like you have that like lost feeling with the suicide aspect of it where it's like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I spent, you know, for a lot of, because there was many times through the years that she would call in the middle of the night. You know what I mean? Just having a rough day, having a rough night, you know, on the edge, so to say. You know, and we've talked her off the ledge so many times. She's lived with us several times. And then it's like, it's that one night that you don't get that call. Where it's like that wondering, like, what if, you know, what if she would have called? You know, that was the biggest thing. Like, it took me a long time, like, you know, because I talked to her 2 days before, and she showed me her brand new apartment, showed me around, you know, she's all excited. And that shows you that it's very up and down. You know, you get the very high highs and the very low lows, and it can be a light switch.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was that video I saw of Chester Bennington just a few hours before he did what he did. Did you ever see that video?
No.
He's with his family, his kids, and they're, I think they're doing the bean boozle. It's like the jelly beans, but you get like some of them taste like rotten eggs.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
You know, and just a few hours before he does what he does, he's laughing and joking with his family, his wife, his kids. And he looked so happy. 6 hours later, he's dead.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing. It's so up and down. And unfortunately, you know, you only get 1 month as a suicide awareness month, but it doesn't stop with just the month.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, and I know I've been going into these little stories, but that's the biggest thing is if you're feeling anything at all, you know, reach out to someone, reach out to a friend, a family member, reach out to
anybody,
a group, you know, like those groups. You can go on any group and join it right away. You know, that's the thing about social media. There's so many groups out there on Facebook that you can join a group and literally, like, I've seen it myself, people put on there, I'm having a hard time right now. Can someone talk to me?
Uh-huh.
And I've seen people respond, I DM'd you my phone number. Call me. People that don't even know each other, that have never spoken, you know? And that's what it's, you know, you got to reach out for help. I mean, you have the suicide prevention number, you know, and for those of you that don't know it, you know, it's 1-800-273-TALK, you know, and there's always someone to talk to, no matter what it is. You know, no matter what time of the day, no matter where you are, there's always someone to talk to. And
yes,
if you're feeling anything, if you're feeling, you know, having bad thoughts, bad feelings, you have to call someone. You have to reach out to someone, because realistically, until that 48,000 number that has steadily been going up every year, until that's down to zero, you know, we got to keep working at trying to stop it. You know, I'm actually looking at a group that I'm going to be joining. It's a it's basically this whole advocate for prevention, where you do movements and things like that for mental health. And I'm looking into doing that and trying to, you know, it's like you do your parts to preventing, you know, to doing marches, doing all different things.
Uh-huh.
And there's so much work that over the last couple of years, it's been great for seeing that mental health and stuff put on the forefront more. But it's like, it's great that it's up in the forefront now and people aren't embarrassed to talk about it, which is the biggest thing, is people get embarrassed to talk about it. But the only problem is, yeah, don't be. So many people suffer from things.
Mm-hmm. It,
you know, you can go to a room that you know no people in a room of 20 people and say, hey, I have depression. You know, I bet you you'll get 10 to 15 people raise their hand saying the same thing.
Yep.
You know, and it's great how it's on the forefront now. But the problem is, even though that's on the forefront now, it's like it's too little too late, because the number's still going up. And yep. It's sad when you see these things like, I mean, I told you how it's the second leading cause of, what was it, 10 to 34 years old, like 10-year-olds. And you see stories about it. I see it on the news. I see it in articles. And you have like 10, 11, 12-year-olds that are choosing that option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so unbelievably sad that that is how people feel, that they need to go that way. But
especially the people that are being dirtbags online.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet bullying can do it too.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's just, people got to just stop being assholes to each other. They really do.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, everyone has things that someone can make fun of them for. Everybody. There is not one person on this planet that doesn't have something about them that people can make fun of them for.
Right.
You know? And that's why it's like, you got to stop doing it. You got to stop bullying. You got to stop just being mean to people, you know, because there's no reason that we should have 10, 11, 12, 13, any, you know, teen years, any age, but really that young age where people are feeling like that's their only option.
Yep.
You know, it's like you haven't even lived a portion of your life yet.
No.
You know? And that's why it's, you know, these groups that I've joined, it's great, because I've seen 15, 16-year-olds reach out and say, I need help. I've seen 50, 60-year-olds say, I need help. I'm having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've reached out to a few people myself through messaging and talked to people, and it's who have having rough days. You know, and you know, the point of this really is just to reach out to anyone and just talk to someone. Stop thinking that this is your only choice, that suicide your only option, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be an option. That option needs to be gone. Yeah, just completely wiped out, you know, because that's such a horrible, horrible thing for people to experience. It's obviously the toughest thing I've ever had to deal with in my life. And I don't wish anyone to have to deal with that, because it sticks with you. every day. You know, it's, there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about, you know, my sister. And it's so hard to deal with. It's so hard to cope with it. And to, you know, you don't get over it.
Right.
I don't want anyone to feel that. And everyone's life is completely worth it to live. Yep. You know, everyone has something that they will give to this world. They will give to someone. And you just, you got to live it. You have to.
Yep.
You know, and I know normally, you know, obviously we keep it pretty light on here, generally speaking. But, you know, obviously May, the last day of May now is past midnight. Being Suicide Awareness Month, it's something that I think that really had to kind of get out there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you know, like Corey said, if anyone, if you need, feel there's no one else to talk to, send us a message. Hell, we'll put you on here as a guest. You know, we'll talk about anything under the sun to help, you know? But, you know, it's, you know, we're here for you. There's tons of people that are here for you. It just don't feel like this is your only option, because it's not. You know, it's not an option. You know, every life is worth it to live. So that's kind of my soapbox, I guess, for the night. So, so on a lighter note, we are now, let me pull it up, currently on 9 listening platforms. So currently on Apple. If you guys want to listen, you know, pass it on, share it with your friends, subscribe to the YouTube. I'm going to try to get some of the voice-only non-videos on here as well on YouTube. I haven't quite figured that part out yet. But I learned it last week. Hit the button, hit the bell to subscribe to new episodes. No. What is it? Hit the bell.
I have no idea.
Hit the bell for notifications for new episodes. I think that's what it is.
Just something like that.
Hit the damn bell. Subscribe. If you're listening, obviously, you know, we have 9 different platforms you can listen to. Obviously, you know, let's see. We have Apple, Google, Anchor, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. So those are the 9 platforms that we are currently on. Give it a listen. Subscribe to the new episodes. Share it with your friends. Like the Facebook page. What, I don't know what the Facebook page is. I think it was, what the hell was it?
Goes with Mega Boss Dad.
It was something like that. Yeah, if you search Mega Boss Dad, it's there. So, but yeah, like and share with your friends, and send us an email. Give us some stories. Anything goes with Mega Boss Dad. There it is. There's the page. Like it. Follow it. It's fairly new, obviously, so there's not a ton on there, but, you know, try to get things on there. If you have anything, email us. You can email me at megabossdad@gmail.com. You can email Corey at coredog93@gmail.com, and his is coredog93@gmail.com. And if you share any stories, just remember, whatever you share with us, unless you give us written consent, your name will never be shared. So your privacy is obviously a priority. If you want your name to be put out there, then send us an email, say, I want my name to be used. Other than that, like, subscribe, and share. Did I cover everything?
I think you covered everything.
I think so, too. So I have no idea what that was.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ah, okay. Your older twin.
What?
Hell yeah. Why you being a dickhead fool? That's what you look like. We gotta draw a little.
No, we don't have to put a penis hole on my head.
Yeah, we got to put the dick hole on your head.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, so yeah, like, subscribe, share, and we look forward to having you listen to the next episode. Episode. Hold up. Hey. Sorry. Every time I say that, that's what I think of. All right. Have a wonderful night and. Damn. And yeah. Godspeed. Peace.